Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing paths to get your ex back. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing paths to get your ex back. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need to know your options of what to do. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three paths that you can choose between when trying to get your ex back. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is contacting your ex. Now it's important for me to say before we really get into the main points of today's podcast that there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. Nothing works 100% of the time, and nothing fails 100% of the time. So you might hear something today that you really disagree with. You might hear something today that you really believe in. But nothing is guaranteed either way. Nothing is guaranteed to work all of the time, and nothing is guaranteed to fail all the time. Now, I will be giving you my thoughts on each path that we will be discussing today, and I'll be letting you know whether I think it is a good option. But even if you hear something that I suggest is a bad choice, it doesn't necessarily mean that every single person who tries this will fail. You will always find that one-off. You will always find that 1 in 100, that 1 in 1,000. You will always find somebody who has achieved success by doing something that I don't suggest. Similarly, somebody could follow my advice to the T, but unfortunately not achieve their goal. And that is because there's no guarantees in this world. Now, I base my advice on research. Many, many, many years of research. And therefore, I tell you what I believe is going to give you the best chance of success. Statistically, more likely to succeed than to fail. And if I suggest that something is unlikely to work, then that is because, in my opinion, from my own research, it is much more likely to fail than to find success. And with that being said, point number one of contacting your ex, this is certainly something that for most of you, I believe if you were to follow this path, unfortunately, you are going to fail in your quest of getting your ex back. Does that mean that if 1,000 people contact their ex, that 1,000 people will fail to get their ex back? No, it doesn't. You know, you're going to get that one off, two off, three off from 1,000 that is going to find that success. But it's not likely, and therefore that's why I do not promote it. But it is a path. And one of the paths that we are going to be discussing today is indeed contacting your ex. So therefore, even though I don't believe in it, you might know somebody who got their ex back in this way. You might decide you want to go down this path. I don't suggest it, but I owe it to you to explain the principle. And that is that you've been dumped for whatever reason it sadly may have been. And at the time of a breakup, you decide that I'm going to reach out to my ex once, but just to settle a little bit and try and persuade them to give me a second chance. So this principle would be that you were dumped, for instance, on the Monday, and maybe you think to yourself, right, I'm going to just let everything calm down a bit, and then maybe by the following weekend, you think I'm going to reach out to my ex and ask them if there's something that we could do to sort this out. You know, this is the principle of contacting your ex. Now, of course, it can go much further than that. You know, somebody might not take no for an answer. Maybe at the weekend they get told no. You know, I don't want this relationship to get back together. And instead of taking no for an answer, they think to themselves, well, I'm going to wait another couple of weeks. I'm going to reach out again. And then I'm going to knock on their door. I'm going to wait outside where they work. I'm going to try and persuade them that we were good together, that they're losing something important, that we've got kids together and we need to do it for the children. You know, these of a principles, but somebody wants to contact their ex is likely thinking. Now, sadly, I do not see this to have a great deal of success for those who try it. Occasionally, somebody might get lucky, you know, but most of the time, people who do this, from what I have seen, do not get their ex back. Now, does this mean that you shouldn't be saying your piece? You know, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is you need to do it at the right time. And the right time is during the breakup. During the breakup itself, you can say your piece. During the breakup, whether this is through text, through call, or hopefully it's face-to-face when you're told this news, you can say your piece. You can say, we were good together. You can say, we need to work through this. You can say, sorry, if necessary. That's the time to be doing the apologies. That's the time to be asking why they're thinking this way. But once the dust has settled, at that moment in time, I believe you need to never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. That is the position that I see is going to be strongest for you. Now, if you disagree with that and you know somebody who got their ex back by continually contacting their ex, then that's up to you. Maybe you will get lucky again. But from what I have seen, people who do this are actually more likely to be blocked than get their ex back. And some people are sadly more likely to have a restraining order put on them rather than getting their ex back. So I'm never going to suggest this unless there is a very unique circumstance within your situation, which will depend on your scenario. You know, and I can't speak to you in each specific unique individual way via my podcasts. I have to be generalized. So generally speaking, I don't believe in path number one, but it's a path, and it's a path that some of you might choose to go down. So if you do decide to do it, I sadly don't think it's likely to work, but I do wish you good luck. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is stay the same. So path number two in today's podcast is about staying exactly as you are. So this doesn't necessarily mean that you're contacting your ex, but it does mean that you're staying the same, because in your opinion, you've done nothing wrong. In your opinion, they're the one who made a bad decision. In your opinion, you can't improve from what you were doing already, and therefore you're going to stay the same. So you're not necessarily going to contact them, but you're not going to do too much either. You know, maybe you decide to not contact anybody at all and you just kind of go within your shell for a while. Maybe you do decide to hang out with some friends, but in essence, you are exactly the same person that they dumped. So 2, 3, 4, 5 months down the line, you are pretty much exactly the same. You know, you are doing the same things, you're living your life the same way. The only difference is that your ex isn't in your life, because in your mind, they will come to a stage where they will regret the decision, reach out to you and want to reconcile. Now, I don't see this as the worst option. You know, the worst option that I believe is path number one, point number one that we've already discussed. But I also don't believe that this is a great option. Okay, it's not the worst option. You know, you're not going to get blocked if you're not contacting your ex. You know, maybe you decided to reach out to your ex one or two times and then you decided to stop. Okay, good for you for stopping, in my opinion, but you've decided to not really change anything else about you. So you're going about your life the same way. You have stopped, maybe straight away, or maybe after one or two initial reach outs, you're not contacting your ex. So you're not going to have a restraining order put on you. So it's not, you know, it's not the worst option, but is your ex likely, or they get to the point where they want to reconcile with you? Well, some of you who try this option will find success. Some of you will decide to live your life exactly the same way as you always did. And sure enough, after a few months, your ex reaches out to you and wants to sort things out. Who knows? You might be even luckier, and after a few weeks or maybe even a few days, your ex reaches out to you and they want to sort things out. This can happen, but I would say not very often. So it's not as bad as path number one, but path number two is, in my opinion, probably going to give you a little bit more success than path number one, but it's not likely to be something which is overwhelmingly successful by everybody who tries it. You could call it the middle of a road. You could say it's the middle option. But for me, you want to be giving yourself that best possible chance of success, which is what we're going to be speaking about very shortly for path number three. But before we get into that, I just wanted to say that if you are struggling through your breakup recovery, if you want to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Please go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. Because at the end of the day, if you are listening to generalized advice, you're never going to find the correct path for you precisely regarding your unique circumstances. But now let's move into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about paths to get your ex back. And point number three is my version of a no contact rule. Now, for those of you who are not aware, the no contact rule is something that lots of people suggest you implement if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. However, there are many different versions of the no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version will give you the best possible chance of success. So I suggest that you subscribe to my YouTube channel, ring the bell for notifications, and check out the playlist entitled The No Contact Rule, so you can fully immerse yourself in my version of a rule. Now, I would say that out of all of the people that I've spoke to over the many years through my audio coaching service, my version of a no contact rule has definitely increased the chance of people getting their ex back, because the people who decided to follow the advice have had the best success. I can't say simpler than that. Now, for people who decide to go against this and use a different path, good luck to you. But in my opinion, if you follow this path, you're increasing that chance. It's not guaranteed, but it's giving you that best possibility of one day getting back together with your ex. And straight away, the first element of this is, unless there are very specific circumstances, which maybe we could uncover via audio coaching, but generally speaking, if you've been dumped, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. That is a principle to put in place straight away. But then beyond that point, you need to grow as a person. You know, you need to be a better person today than you were yesterday, and a better person tomorrow than you are currently today. You need to make sure that you're version 2.0 of yourself. You need to make sure that if you bump into your ex, they will be amazed and wowed by you, not just physically, which should be one element you're concentrating on, but also in how you communicate, which is something you can definitely improve upon, I'm sure, because we all can. You know, every single one of us should be improving every single day. So it's about the physical, it's about the communication, but it's also about who you are as a person, your ambition, your skill set, your creativity, what you're doing for a living, what your plans are, and so on and so on and so on. You need to be making sure that if your ex reaches out to you, it's not going to be a one-off text. You need to make sure that if they engage in conversation with you, it's not going to be a one-off conversation, because you need them to want to speak with you more. You need them to crave you. You need them to want you back in their life. And to increase the chance of getting to that point, I would suggest you need to follow path number three. If you follow path number one, you're likely to annoy your ex by not listening or respecting their decision. If you follow path number two, you are not necessarily going to be annoying your ex, but you're going to be at a point where if they decide to reach out to you or if they bump into you, they're not going to notice any difference between the person they dumped and the person you are now many months later. That is not likely to work either. If you implement my version of a no contact rule with path number three, you're going to be focusing on you, not them. So what that means is, if you do communicate again via them reaching out to you or bumping into one another, they're going to notice the changes. You're not going to be the same person they dumped. You can't be. If you're the same person that they dumped, why would they want to reconnect? You've got to be different. You've got to be better. You've got to make sure that you surprise them with your improvements. You can only do this if you actively improve. You can't be sitting around staying the same, thinking, well, there's nothing wrong with me, I don't care, not my fault, it's theirs, it's their problem. No, they've made a choice because they didn't feel comfortable with you for whatever way. You need to raise your game. And that's why I believe following path number three is going to be the best option for the vast, vast majority of you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.